two will take care of my place while I'm away.
Oh, don't worry, Jeffy. Nothing can happen.
Yeah, you'll see when you get back.
And especially take care of that lamp my mother gave me for my birthday. It costs $50.
Yes, yes. You care more about that damn lamp than you do your son.
Hey, that reminds me. Where is Morrill, anyway?
At the kennel. I wouldn't trust him with you, clowns. I shouldn't even trust you with the lamp.
Will you stop worrying about the stupid lamp?
Stupid lamp! Stupid lamp! Go wash your mouth out with soap!
Jeffy, just stay calm and call us when you get to Denver. Goodbye!
But I...
Oh, what a pain in the ass.
Well, at least he's gone.
Yeah, say, listen, have you fixed my phone yet? I'm getting tired of using that shitty Radio Shack one.
No, not yet. It should be ready soon, though.
I'd have the phone company fix it, but I thought you'd be faster.
You sure it's all right?
Goodbye, Jeffy! God, I can't believe that guy!
Here, Stu, catch!
Catch what?
Catch it, before it hits something in the room.
Where is it?
Over by Jeffy's mother's lamp.
Oh, no, you mean Jeffy's mother's broken lamp. I knew it! I knew this would happen! I knew it!
I just want to kiss it goodbye once
more. Jeffy, let's go outside!
Why do I have to stand outside?
Because you're giving it too much affection and you're overdoing it. Yeah, you're overdoing it. You're taking this thing too severely. I told you that Fluke and I will take good care of that lamp, so you got nothing to worry about. Nothing at all. Nothing.
Yeah. I guess you're right, Stu. I should have known better than to doubt your guys' responsibility. Why, you guys are my two best friends, loyal from the word go. Nothing is ever too big for you guys to handle.
Jeffy.
In fact, I think I'll get Morrill out of the kennel. You guys can take care of him, too.
Well, he couldn't get broken, I guess.
What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah, you guys are the greatest. I know if I leave the lamp in your care, nothing will happen. I'm sorry, I should have known better. Well, see you, Stu. What about Morrill? Oh, I'll let him stay in the kennel. Why, $20 a day, he'll be living like a king. Bye, Stu.
Fluke, how bad is the lamp broken?
Take it easy, Stu. It's only in 54 pieces. See?
Ah, swell. Fluke, this is all your fault. What are we gonna do?
Take it easy, I said. I saw a lamp exactly like this one at Sears. We'll just go down and buy it.
With what?
With the money you make.
Fluke, I got fired last week.
Again?
Yes.
Well, hasn't your boss hired you back yet?
He will, but I don't know when. Until then, I think we better split the cost of the lamp. We should each get part-time jobs. That way he'll have enough to replace the lamp before Jeffy gets back.
Work? I don't know.
It's settled. We'll both get jobs tomorrow. Well, what better place to get a job than the PT&T? Guess I'll go in.
May I help you, boy?
Yes, I'd like to apply for a part-time job.
I see. Well, we only got one position left. Copy boy for the security division. Pays 13 cents an hour.
13 cents an hour?
Sure, we gotta make some profit. After all, we don't make any money on installations, message units, or coupler connections.
Gee, that's too bad.
Well, make up your mind. Do you want it or not?
I'll take it.
Fine. Report to room 201.
Thanks.
Yeah, what is it? Oh, no, not you. What do you want?
Oh, no, not you. Am I working for you?
What do you mean, are you working for me?
Is this room 201?
Yeah.
I'm working for you. I'm your new copy boy.
Oh, swell. Well, I'm gonna get you fired.
Sorry, you can't. You didn't hire me. You only work here. You only have grounds to fire me if I do a lousy job, but I'll see to it that I don't because I need the money.
Why, so you can buy hot phones? By the way, where's your shadow?
You mean Fluke? I don't know. He's trying to get a job somewhere else. By the way, boss, since I only get 13 cents an hour, are there any fringe benefits with this job?
Yeah. As long as you're working for me, I'll be off your ass. You're in the clear.
That's it? Don't I get a free blue box or something like that?
No, but if you have one, I'll bust you.
But you just said...
Never mind what I just said. Here, take all these and make 3 copies of each. When you're finished, bring them into my office.
I'm working for Arthur P. Telephony. I can't believe it. Hey, what's this? An investigation form. Notice, this is to advise you that you were in warrant for arrest for possession of illegal phone items. A list follows below. Hey, who's this for? Yikes! It's for J. Edgar! I've got to let him know! Operator, get me... What? What? Oh, you got to be kidding! All right, wait a minute. Ugh, all the nerve. There, I've deposited the dime. Now get me...
Right, Chief, right. I'll bust in on this J. Edgar character in about an hour. My report's being Xeroxed now. As soon as I get it back, I'll be on my way. Right. What? Yes, I deposited a dime before I called you, yes.
Hello, party. J. Edgar? Listen, I don't have much time. I'm here in Telephony's office. You know all that hot phone equipment you've got? Yeah, well, junk it. At 4:13 p.m. exactly today, telephony's gonna show at your place with a warrant for your arrest. What? Yeah, you're welcome. Goodbye. So, Fluke, have you gotten a job yet?
No, I kind of haven't, Stu.
Fluke, I've almost made enough to pay for the entire lab. Now, Jeffy's going to be back next Monday, so you better start looking around.
Yeah, sure. If Stu's almost made enough money to cover the whole lamp, let him. I'll just sit back and pretend like I haven't found anything.
Hello? Hi, Jeffy. Yeah, everything's fine. Hey, do you know that I'm working for Arthur P. Telephony now? Huh? What for? Well, to replace your broken... the heart! I bet you miss your son and lamp, don't you?
Well, so do we.
What? No, I meant we miss your son. What? You're coming back Friday instead of Monday? Okay, see you then. Bye. All right, Fluke, he's coming back Friday. You better have $25 by then.
Huh? Yeah. Sure, Stu.
I can't understand it. I can't understand it.
What's the matter, boss?
Will you stop calling me boss? The fact is that in the past 7 days, I've investigated 7 different people. They all had illegal equipment in their possession, and when I break into their houses, search warrant and all, I can't find a damn thing. The chief special agent told me I better get on the ball or I'm fired. And you know what that means? You're fired, too. Now here, take these and make 3 copies of them, and get them back to me fast. This one will be a sure bust, and if it's not, I'll eat my line card.
Yes, sir. Okay, now, who is it today? Aha! All right. Yeah. Hello, Max? Yeah, listen. You know all those illegal phones you've got? Well... Jeffy comes home tomorrow and you haven't made a cent. My check is due tomorrow and I've made $50. I can pay for that lamp all by myself.
You can? Gee, that's great, Stu.
That's not what I mean, Ass Breath. Have you found a job yet?
No, I've been too busy.
What do you mean you've been too busy?
I've been too busy looking for a job.
Fluke, so help me God, I'll get even with you for this. I'll get even.
I did it. Oh, Fluke, you're a genius.
Yes, sir. I promise. Yes. Goodbye. Oh, boy. This is my last chance. If I don't bust someone today, I'll be fired. I can't understand how all those people knew I was going to bust them. How did they junk their phone so fast? Oh, boy.
Good morning, boss.
Will you stop calling me boss? You and I may be out of a job after today if I don't bust someone. Here, take these and make 3 copies of each page and hurry it up.
Yes, sir. Now, let's see. Whose ass do I save today? Operator, get me... Fluke! What, operator? No, never mind. So, Fluke's gonna get busted, huh? Probably because he's got my phone and trying to fix it. Let me see the report here. Sure! 1 touchtone phone, green. That's mine, all right. Ha ha! He's being busted for holding my phone. Should I call and warn him? Ask the good side of my conscience. No, says the bad side, because he didn't bother to get a job to pay for half the lamp. Besides, if Arthur doesn't bust somebody today, he'll lose his job. Now, I don't want Arthur to lose his job, do I? Of course not. The phone company needs a yutz like him. Oh, well, I guess it's time to copy the report. La, 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 la.
But I tell you, I'm innocent.
Sure you are. Tell it to the judge.
I didn't do anything.
Hi, Fluke.
Stu. Why didn't you warn me? You knew I was going to get busted, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I kind of knew, actually.
Well, why didn't you warn me? Why didn't you warn me?
Well, Fluke, you might say that I've been too busy.
Why?
Sorry, Fluke.
Stu, tell him that it's your phone I've got. Stu!
Sorry, Fluke, but I'm too busy.
Stu!
Hi, Stu! Hi, Jeffy. How was your trip?
Oh, it was great. How's my lamp?
It's fine, Jeffy. Here it is.
Oh, my beautiful, gorgeous lamp. Thank you, Stu.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Jeffy.
Where's Fluke? I want to thank him, too.
Well, you might say he's on the phone.
Huh?
Nothing, nothing.
Oh, my lamp. My beautiful lamp. Oh.